they will, for the rest of their lives, have to live with the reality that Ms. Isbell shot and killed Anthony Johnson. And that's no small thing. In previous hearings, the court has assessed Ms. Isbell's remorse with regard to this incident and believes it to be genuine and sincere. There's no dispute about that. But to be clear, Ms. Isbell has accepted criminal responsibility for the taking of Mr. Johnson's life. Parties have agreed to not only the specific charge, reckless homicide. Ms. Isbell has entered the plea to reckless homicide. The parties have also agreed on the sentence of 5 years.